This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Kellen Quigley. Last year's big cuts to federal health care programs in the GOP's One Big Beautiful Bill Act are creating an affordability crunch for many Americans. Higher health insurance premiums, falling Affordable Care Act enrollment, and confusion about who Medicaid will cover under new rules. All this is leaving many children uninsured. Here to explain what's going on is Julie Robner. She's chief Washington correspondent with our partner KFF Health News and host of the WAMU podcast, What the Health. Julie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What kicked off this drop in the number of Americans insured?
Well, it's been almost exactly a year since President Trump signed that One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and the law's cuts to health care are already starting to affect people's coverage. Republicans who wrote the bill said at the time that people wouldn't begin feeling those cuts until after this November's midterms, but that's not the way things are working out. Researchers are already finding big drops in health insurance coverage even before most of those cuts kick in.
If these cuts weren't supposed to take effect until next year, why are we seeing this drop already?
Well, there are a lot of factors. Lapsed subsidies made it more expensive to buy Affordable Care Act plans this year. Enrollment in the Children's Health Insurance Program and Medicaid was already dropping as many states tightened rules around eligibility. D.C. started this year with about 25,000 fewer people on Medicaid.
Who are the groups losing their health insurance?
Well, many are immigrants or they're in families with mixed immigration status. The ongoing immigration crackdown makes many people scared to apply for government benefits, even if they're eligible or someone in their family is eligible. DC's Health Alliance program is one of those that provided health insurance to people regardless of their immigration status. But last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act set a deadline for states to stop covering those people by October of 2027. Many parents assume that if they lose coverage, so will their kids. We're seeing this in Obamacare plans. In some cases, people can no longer afford their ACA coverage, but they may not realize that their kids are still eligible for subsidized coverage, even if the parents aren't.
But people get sick regardless if they're insured or not. Who else ends up paying the price?
Well, eventually everyone does. It's not just the impact on the people who don't have insurance or don't have enough insurance, although they are at risk of major financial difficulty or ruin if someone in the family gets sick or hurt. But if too many people in a community are un- or underinsured, it makes it harder for hospitals and doctors to bring in enough money to keep their doors open. This is also creating uncertainty for health insurance companies. Insurers are likely to raise rates again next year. That's on top of the big hike many people saw for this year. In D.C. and Maryland, those rates rose on average between 8 and 13%. In Virginia, it was closer to 20%.
We're already halfway through 2026. What are you keeping an eye on going into next year?
Well, when the even bigger cuts begin to kick in 2027, it's likely even more people will lose coverage, either because they're no longer eligible or because they can't afford the premiums or because of new bureaucratic hurdles like the work requirements for Medicaid coverage. So some people are turning to cheaper alternatives. These are plans that have lower monthly premiums, but they also don't cover that much. Preventive care is often out, and they may not cover you if you have a pre-existing condition. Consumer advocates call these junk plans, but many people are taking the risk because that's all that they can afford. So we'll have to see if it gets bad enough that Congress will be moved to act again.
That was Julie Robner. She's chief Washington correspondent for our partner KFF Health News and host of the WAMU podcast, What the Health. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.